Lely Miller Moreau wasn't even out of law school when she helped litigate a case that went on to set a legal precedent and revolutionize asylum law in the United States. The case involved Fawzia Kasinja, a 17-year-old girl from the West African country of Togo who had fled her homeland in fear of a tribal practice known as female genital mutilation. Miller Moreau sought asylum for Kasinja on the grounds that if her client were to return to Africa, she would almost certainly be subjected to the painful and medically dangerous circumcision. After several setbacks, Miller Moreau finally won her case, and in 1996, Kasinja was granted asylum by the U.S. Board of Immigration Appeals.
At that time, it was not considered a basis for refugee status. But as the result of this case that I helped litigate, which went all the way up to the highest immigration court in the United States, the legal doors opened to what we now call gender-based asylum law in the United States.
Miller Moreau explains that the law shelters victims of various forms of gender-based violence.
Women may be facing gender-based violence if they are suffering domestic violence, if they are subject to human trafficking or slavery, if they are facing an honor crime or an honor killing.
After winning their case, Miller Moreau and Kasinja wrote a book about their experiences. Using her share of the proceeds from the book, Miller Moreau launched the Tahereh Justice Center, a nonprofit organization that provides free legal services to women and girls fleeing human rights abuses from all over the world. Named after a legendary women's rights advocate from the 19th century, the center has helped protect more than 10,000 women and girls from gender-based violence since its doors opened in 1997. Creating the Tahereh Justice Center seemed like a natural progression for Miller Moreau, who grew up in the southern state of Georgia on the heels of the civil rights movement of the 1960s. Her parents were deeply involved in social justice issues. Her mother worked for the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change, and both her parents were active in the Baha'i religious community. The Baha'i faith, founded in Iran in 1844, is among the world's fastest-growing religions. Its central theme, says Miller Moreau, is unity.
The Baha'i faith believes very strongly, as a matter of its theology, in the importance of justice. It believes strongly in the equality of women and men, in the elimination of racism, in the elimination of the extremes of wealth and poverty, and other kinds of values that made us very involved in the community.
Those values resonated with Miller Moreau, both in theory and in practice, throughout her childhood during the 1970s. She and her family often socialized with families of different faiths and from different socioeconomic backgrounds.
So, for example, I would have slumber parties at public housing projects. Some of my best friends had backgrounds that were not like the same children maybe in my immediate neighborhood. And I grew up acutely aware of inequality in American society. I became very conscious of racism in particular, and I developed quite early on a real passion to trying to address issues of inequity and injustice.
That passion intensified during a pre-college trip to Africa, where she witnessed overt violence against women. She had never intended to focus on women's issues, says Miller Moreau, but the Kasinja case set her on that fateful path.
I would say that the story of my involvement in this issue, and in particular the creation of the Tahereh Justice Center, is less a story of deliberate intent than a story of a vague intent to be able to contribute in some way to justice, and then doors opening to make that possible.
Over the years, Miller Moreau has been the recipient of dozens of awards, honoring her dedication to women and to her community. Smart CEO Magazine, a U.S.-based business publication, recently presented her with a Brava Award for her exemplary leadership. Georgia Patton is senior projects editor for the magazine.
Her entrepreneurial spirit and her passion in creating the Tahereh Justice Center really shows her commitment to social responsibility and to justice, and we felt that she also displayed an exemplary business acumen that really any CEO reading our publication could learn from.
Lely Miller Moreau says that while the nature of her work can be quite depressing at times, her outlook, which is guided by her spiritual values, is a hopeful one.
If you look at humanity over the past 100 years, you do see progress. You can see this process of questioning our values, improving our cultures, changing our systems, becoming more just and more fair. Sometimes in the moment, it's hard to see that. But if you look over time, you can see this gradual improvement.
Layli Miller Moreau, founder of the Tahereh Justice Center in Washington and a passionate advocate for the victims of gender violence around the world. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.